This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Now that we're fully in the swing of fall, it's time to stock up the pantry in preparation for the cold months ahead. Winter squash is a great choice. It stores easily, and we've got some great varieties that are currently in season, like delicata, butternut, and spaghetti. Queens County Farm Museum grew 8 varieties of heirloom winter squash this year. It's one of the last vegetables they harvest in the fall. The museum's agricultural director, Michael Grady Robertson, is here to talk to us about this year's crop and how to store squash for the winter months. Michael, welcome to WNYC.
Thanks for having me on the show.
So your favorite type of squash is called a Cinderella squash. Why is it your favorite, and why is it called Cinderella squash, if you know?
I'm mostly taken by the largest squash that we can grow. I find those to be the most interesting varieties. And the Cinderella squash can grow up 20 or 30 pounds, any one individual fruit. And it's pretty rare for such a large fruit to maintain such a great taste profile. And this is one of the richest, sweetest fruit winter squash that you can grow.
And the Cinderella, I know Cinderella's coach got turned into a pumpkin.
Right.
Does this look like a pumpkin?
This is the classic image of this of the Cinderella carriage. This is a bright red, deep red squash with, and it looks as though on the very top of it, as opposed to being a fully round pumpkin, that somebody sort of squashed the top. So
Cinderella sat on it.
That's the classic image you see.
So you grow heirloom varieties. Why are heirloom varieties so popular right now?
Well, I think that heirloom varieties, that they are popular, getting more popular. And most people think of heirloom tomatoes, and that's really where it caught on. And people understood that that was the one fruit where they could tell the distinction, which that the quality and of the taste was better than the conventional tomatoes that are grown. And so people really took to heirloom tomatoes. That got around to a lot of people who were interested in and taste and interesting vegetables, and then it's expanded since then. So to me, the winter squash is sort of the heirloom tomato of the winter season. The variety of vegetables in winter squash, the colors, the shape, the taste, the rarity, very much similar to what you can find in tomatoes.
Now, you have to admit, some of the larger winter squashes are really hard to cut through. You almost need a jackhammer. Do you have any suggestions for opening up a large squash like these Cinderella squashes you're talking about?
If you don't have a meat cleaver, take it down to your local butcher shop
and
have them cut it for you. I think there's several things that scare people off of winter squash. Preparation time, unfamiliarity with cooking it, unfamiliarity with what you see on the inside compared to what's on the outside, and the potential dangers of taking the wrong implement to the deep hard skin of winter squash.
How long can you store winter squash?
Well, that also depends. Storage depends upon the variety, principally, and the size. So the smaller squash, surprisingly, don't store as long as the larger squash. The larger squash develop thicker skins, and so they can store as long as 6 months. But the smaller ones that you're going to find, like the delicatas in the 1 pound to 2 pound range, will only store up to 3 months.
So you've been at the Queens County Farm Museum for 2 years now?
18 or 20 months, something like that. We're coming towards the end of our second season of growing there on the farm.
And you are originally from Kansas, so what is your impression of trying to be a farmer in New York City?
Out in the country, you're probably going to live on your farm or be really close, especially during
calving season,
lambing season, anything like that. I live 12 miles away from the farm here, so sometimes I have to put out an army cot up in the hay barn when we're going to have animals being born. But other than that, I'm off the farm.
Oh, it sounds so rustic. I've been speaking with Michael Grady Robertson. He's the agricultural director of the Queens County Farm Museum. We've been talking about winter squash. And you can find out more about the Queens County Farm Museum, get some winter squash recipes, and send in your own. All that's on the culture page of our website, WNYC.org. Next week, Last Chance Foods talks about beets, how to grow them and prepare them without turning your entire kitchen red. This is WNYC.